Welcome back to The Current Sphere, your go-to podcast for the latest happenings in the world of business. Today, we're dissecting eBay's workforce reductions in response to the shifting e-commerce landscape, Google's strategic job cuts amidst Silicon Valley uncertainty, LVMH's family-led succession planning, Macy's stand against a takeover bid, Walmart's wage policy and store strategy shift, the Royal Mail's performance and its future amidst the Ofcom review,
Tata Steel's industrial pivot with the Port Talbot Steelworks closure, and Tesla's share turbulence and strategic moves as it rallies through a challenging period. In the latest news from the retail and tech industries, eBay, the online marketplace behemoth, has disclosed a major workforce downsizing, letting go of approximately 1,000 employees. This reduction represents a noteworthy 9% cut of its full-time staff. The layoff is a strategic move to refine operations in the face of an evolving e-commerce environment. Stay with us as we explore the consequences of this significant restructuring at eBay and its potential impact on the future of online retailing.
Welcome back to The Current Sphere, your daily podcast for the latest news from every corner of the globe. I'm Your Name, your guide to today's most compelling stories, and we have a lineup of intriguing updates to delve into. In today's tech sector update, we're focusing on Google, where challenging times are on the horizon for its employees. CEO Sundar Pichai has announced impending job cuts, a decision casting a shadow over Silicon Valley.
These cuts are not just an exercise in downsizing, but part of a strategic vision to reposition Google for future projects with heightened agility and focus. Pichai asserts that these tough decisions are essential for investing in key growth areas, despite the unease they're causing amongst the workforce. This development at Google is reflective of a broader trend across the American corporate scene. Other industry titans like Citigroup are also making headlines with their workforce recalibrations, hinting at a potential trend for 2024 as businesses adjust to the evolving global economic context. The ripple effects of these strategic layoffs on both the strategies and the morale of companies are something our tech-invested listeners will want to monitor closely. Rest assured, we'll keep you updated on the ramifications of these job cuts as the story unfolds throughout the year. We'll take a short break now, but don't go away. There's more news waiting for you on The Current Sphere.
In the latest news from LVMH, the luxury empire is witnessing significant familial developments. Bernard Arnault, often referred to as the patriarch of luxury, is strategically orchestrating the future of his fashion conglomerate. By nominating two of his millennial sons to the board of LVMH, Arnault is reinforcing his family's prominence within the company and laying the groundwork for a seamless succession. This move underscores his commitment to the longevity and prosperity of the LVMH brand under the careful guidance of the Arnault dynasty. Additionally, the involvement of Arnault's children within the LVMH realm extends beyond board appointments. They are also advancing in leadership positions within crucial subsidiaries of the group. Key roles have been secured at prestigious entities such as Tag Heuer and at the watch division of the illustrious Louis Vuitton. These strategic placements not only strengthen the Arnault family's management influence, but also groom the new generation for future leadership roles in the competitive luxury fashion industry. As we continue to monitor these developments, stay tuned for a more detailed analysis of how these moves will shape the future of LVMH and the impact on the global landscape of high fashion and lavish lifestyles. In today's retail roundup, we delve into an intriguing development in the department store sector. Renowned retailer Macy's is making headlines as it stands firm, rejecting a substantial $5.8 billion takeover bid. The bid, presented by Arkhouse Management and Brigade Capital, was a bold move by the investment firms but failed to charm Macy's, which is on the lookout for a proposal with more compelling value. Macy's is not ruling out the possibility of a takeover.
Rather, the company remains open to potential suitors that can offer more appealing prospects. This rebuff by Macy's could either spark a wave of competitive offers, showcasing a strategic game of playing hard to get, or pave the way for a tense showdown that might lead to a hostile takeover attempt. We will continue to monitor this unfolding story and keep you informed of any new developments in what could be seen as a modern corporate courtship. Stay tuned for the latest updates. In a significant update from the retail sector, Walmart has announced an increase in pay for store managers, the first of its kind in a decade, upping their annual salary to $128,000. This initiative has drawn attention, especially given that it emerges against a backdrop of income disparities within the company, a disparity sharply highlighted by the reported $24.1 million annual salary of Walmart's CEO, Doug McMillon, which is 933 times the median salary of a Walmart worker. Such an important pay raise for store managers begs consideration of its impact on the larger workforce and Walmart's relationship with its institutional investors, who are keenly observant of how the company balances staff remuneration with profitability and market competition. Simultaneously, Walmart is navigating a shift in its operational strategy, illustrated by the closing of some stores in critical business sectors. This action could indicate a broader reassessment of Walmart's business approach, with potential consequences for its market stance and employment framework. This chain of decisions presents key questions for reflection. Are the higher salaries for store managers a reflection of Walmart's investment in its leadership, or does it exacerbate the pay gap within the company? Moreover, how does the strategic shuttering of stores align with Walmart's long-term objectives? Your insights are invaluable to this discourse, so we invite you to share your perspective on Walmart's recent strategic choices. In our ongoing coverage, we now turn to Royal Mail, which recently marked its most successful Christmas in 4 years. During the festive season, the company accomplished the remarkable feat of delivering nearly every single parcel and letter on time. However, this achievement is overshadowed by the disappointment among postal workers who were denied the £500 bonus promised to them, casting a cloud over their recent success and potentially dampening workforce morale. Looking ahead, Royal Mail faces possible transformative changes following an Ofcom review. A noteworthy proposal under consideration is the elimination of Saturday postal deliveries, a move that could save approximately £200 million. Even more radical is the suggestion that Royal Mail transition to a 3-day delivery schedule, which, according to Ofcom's analysis, might lead to savings of £650 million. If enacted, these changes would significantly alter the UK's mail delivery system. While Royal Mail considers its future amidst these proposals, we must also recognize the broader challenges, including those arising from the Red Sea crisis that UK factories are presently braving. Despite these tribulations, economists remain hopeful that a recession may be avoided. As Royal Mail stands at a critical juncture, significant decisions loom that will undoubtedly affect its workers and the British public alike. We will continue tracking these developments and providing updates on what lies ahead for Royal Mail and its services. In a significant industrial development, Tata Steel has confirmed the impending closure of their Port Talbot steelworks, signaling a substantial contraction of their UK-based operations. This decision, set to result in the shutdown of 2 blast furnaces, is anticipated to lead to a considerable loss of approximately 2,800 jobs, deeply affecting the South Wales community and delivering a harsh blow to the local economy. The cessation of operations at the Port Talbot site reflects Tata Steel's efforts to streamline its UK business by discontinuing unprofitable segments. Despite the economic rationale, management has expressed deep regret over the necessity of these job cuts due to the significant distress it will cause the local workforce and the broader implications for the area. With the potential loss of nearly 3,000 jobs, the future of steelmaking in the region is cast in doubt, highlighting the pervasive challenges that the steel industry faces globally. As the situation unfolds, we will continue to monitor the impact on the Port Talbot community and report on initiatives aimed at supporting those affected by the job losses. Stay tuned for further updates and in-depth analysis. In the latest Tesla developments, the electric vehicle behemoth has faced a challenging period marked by stock volatility that has investors on high alert. Amid market upheaval and internal hurdles, Tesla's shares have seen significant fluctuations. Compounding this are the competitively priced X-Hertz Model 3 vehicles flooding the market, a move that's grabbing the interest of electric vehicle shoppers looking for deals. On the corporate front, CEO Elon Musk remains in the spotlight, this time due to a contentious compensation package, raising questions about Tesla's financial direction. Adding to the intrigue, the sudden resignation of a Swedish union leader known for opposition to Tesla has sparked speculation about the reasons behind this unexpected departure. Musk continues to command attention on Wall Street, responding to a lukewarm quarterly performance with a pledge of an innovative strategy aimed at reassuring investors of Tesla's potential for growth. Concurrently, Tesla's financial indicators, particularly the gross margin, have come under scrutiny after a series of aggressive price cuts intended to boost sales, which in turn have pressured the company's stock. Amid speculation about the company's financial health, the financial community is keenly awaiting Tesla's next earnings report, heralded as a crucial moment that could chart the course for the company's future. In response to both skepticism and curiosity, Tesla powers ahead, not only by refining pricing and delivery strategies, but also by navigating the complexities surrounding Musk's leadership remuneration, with all eyes fixed on the forthcoming earnings announcement. Elon Musk seeks to assuage stakeholders with a juxtaposition of the recent disappointing financial outcomes against a backdrop of bold plans for the future. As Tesla endeavors to steer through these turbulent times, the question remains whether it will overcome these challenges and emerge resilient, or if this represents a more tumultuous phase for the pioneering electric vehicle manufacturer. Stay tuned to our podcast for ongoing analysis, and make sure to subscribe for your daily dose of news updates. Thank you for tuning in, and don't forget to catch our next weekly business episode for more insightful discussions and expert tips to elevate your entrepreneurial journey.